amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm here, and our special guest this morning is Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there? Well, I hope that Joel, if not here, now will be here very, very shortly, because we were going to have him go over the World Affairs Brief and some of the things that he is very concerned about, and certainly I share his concern. Certainly one of the terrible blights on our nation is the fact that if you work for the government, you have a license to kill. And certainly we saw that with Lon Horiuchi, who was the sniper who killed Vicky Weaver, and nothing was ever done to him. He intentionally killed a woman holding a child in her arms. Well, the state of Idaho wanted to prosecute him for murder, and the federal government said, you can't prosecute a federal official. After all, if he kills and he's acting under authority, you have no right to prosecute him. Well, that carries over to what's going on in Iraq today. Because, of course, we are employing a number of mercenary armies over there. One of them is Blackwater, the Diebold. There are a number of these mercenary armies that are operating in Iraq today with total immunity against being charged for criminal activity. And you remember, it was a couple of weeks ago when it became obvious that Blackwater force had fired into a group of civilians and killed about 12 Iraqis. And, of course, the Blackwater people said, well, we were fired on first. But then comes forward a video that shows that there were no shots fired at Blackwater, and nothing happened until they began killing innocent civilians. Now, at wartime, terrible things can happen. And this is the tragedy of war, is that many times helpless, innocent people are killed. But when the Iraqi government, supposedly the independent Iraqi government that was elected by the people, and after all, we believe in democracy and we want their government to function, or do we? Well, when the independent Iraqi government indicted Blackwater and wanted those people held for criminal activity, why, we wouldn't allow them to be held. And so they suspended the license of Blackwater, this independent group of professional mercenaries and trained killers. They actually, suspended their license so they could no longer operate freely in Iraq and killing civilians. After all, if you can't hold them responsible, you can't even take them before a court and try them. Maybe they weren't. Maybe there were reasons why they did what they did. But our government has said no. They have the ability, they have the right, they have our permission to kill, and it's perfectly all right. You, independent Iraqi government, you will do what you are told. You will not, of course, try these men for murder to find out if they are guilty or not. You will not suspend their ability. They will continue functioning. And you have to understand that, tragically, why, of course, the Iraqi government is not independent. It does what it's told. Everybody in the world knows that we are occupying, we are controlling Iraq. We didn't go in there to give the people freedom. We went in there to conquer that nation, and we intend to keep our troops there indefinitely. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead. You pick up. I was just beginning to introduce this idea of Blackwater. So go ahead.
Well, nothing is more symbolic of the lack of real sovereignty in Iraq than the issue of Blackwater. Blackwater has been acting in an aggressive cowboy manner, shooting up the town whenever they feel that it's necessary to protect their convoys when they're leaving the green zone. One of the Blackwater employees had even said, being in Iraq is like being in a turkey shoot. You see the people, and you can just mow them down. And that's the kind of attitude that caused Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to at least pretend at first that he was suspending their license to operate in Iraq. Well, it's interesting to note that the next day, of course, after a call from Condoleezza Rice, which, while the media claimed that she was promising an investigation, that was merely an excuse. I think what she was doing is delivering a threat to al-Maliki that you can't do that, reminding him that the Iraqi government had signed, with twisted arms, a provision in law that all contractors employed by the United States had immunity from Iraqi courts. And absolute immunity is just a criminal thing, an obstruction of justice that the United States willfully put upon this nation. And sure enough, Blackwater's back in operations now. They had the license the next day after the threat, the actual saying that Blackwater's was suspended. Then the spokesman for al-Maliki said it was a temporary suspension while investigation takes place, and now they're operating again without the investigation having taken place.
Well, I think this is a terrible blight on our country, and everyone in the world knows what's going on except for the American people. And many people feel, well, as long as they're Americans or under American control, they can do no harm, not realizing, of course, that there really are evil and wicked people many times working for our government who have no respect for human life. We've seen this before. There was an incident, oh, maybe a few months ago, where, you know, a couple of the black, I don't remember whether they were Blackwater or other employees, but, you know, they said that they were taking one of their supervisors to the airport, and he said, well, I'm going to kill somebody today, and he just leaned out the window of the car and fired into a passing car with an Iraqi in it and killed the man. And when they reported him, nothing was done.
Well, yes, that was Blackwater, and this was a major trial that took place, which Blackwater was acquitted because it was on a technicality, and that was that, I'm trying to think how that happened, it wasn't immediately reported to his supervisor. So he was dismissed for having violated the rules. You know, he knew, of course, that there would be a major cover-up and resistance from Blackwater, and so he, you know, the person was reluctant to go through channels, and when he finally did, of course, you know, they fired him on a technicality, and the courts upheld the technicality. This is typical when judges give instructions to juries and say, you know, if you find this specific, you must find them not guilty. And even if it's egregious conduct, even if the technicality isn't the issue should have been the fact that this was a whistleblower. And, of course, the supervisor was never the issue in court. He wasn't prosecuted. It was a case of wrongful termination of employment.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Scouse right here at the American Freedom Network. And this is a blight on not only our military, but on every American.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're talking about the tragic situation where people are being simply civilians, innocent civilians, are being gunned down over in Iraq. I mean, we're trying to, you know, get the people of Iraq to trust us and, you know, work with us so that we can supposedly pull out of there. Well, I don't think we're ever going to pull out. I think the plan is to keep our troops there permanently, and obviously they've told Hillary and John Edwards and Obama that, because in the recent debate, all three of them, when asked, you know, will you promise to have all the American troops out at the end of your first term? And I'm talking 6 years from now, or 5.5 years from now, at the end of their term, you know, first term as president, and all three of them equivocated, well, it would depend on the situation, you know. Well, that's exactly what George Bush always says. I mean, it'll depend on the situation when we can get our troops out. But the truth of the matter is we intend to keep them there permanently. But how are you going to have the confidence of the Iraqi people when you have cowboys, you know, working over there as mercenaries who feel that it's a turkey shoot, and if you want to gun down innocent civilians, it's all right. And where is the outcry from the American people, from the American church, from our religious leaders? And, of course, the outcry is deafening in its silence. Go right ahead, Joel.
You know, the outcry is suppressed by the eternal tactic of promising an investigation. When the government promises to investigate, everyone has to be silent. Everyone has to just sit back and wait. And it takes years the way they drag these things out. Let's take, for example, the bilateral commission investigating, or the inquiry about the killing by American forces of Italian journalist, or not the killing, but her shooting of the car carrying hostage Giuliana Zegrena of the Italian communist journalist that was captured in Iraq and released through negotiations, and the American forces shot at her car and killed her bodyguard, Niccolo Calipari, a senior member of SISMA, the Italian Secret Service. Now, the commission approach broke down after many months when American members continued to push a set of conclusions of, quote, fact, which the Italians denounced as rank falsehood. An Italian magistrate who had a look at the investigation told Scott Horton this summer that he had lost all confidence in the interest of the American participants to establish the facts. They were interested only in covering up what happened, not getting to the truth. Now, that's exactly what's going to happen in this investigation. And the proof of that, which is the lead story of the World Affairs Brief coming out today, is that the U.S. State Department, under the obliging leadership, and I say yes, girlship, of Condoleezza Rice, has refused to provide Congressional Investigating Committee with official documents, not only about the corruption of the government, corruption within the Iraq government, but also Blackwater International, telling them not to reveal anything to Congress or the courts about their duties or operations in Iraq, which they claim is a state secret. You know, this is just incredulous on the face of it, that they're promising an investigation, and then the State Department hands a pretext to Blackwater to refuse to answer any questions. I mean, this is just incredible, Dr. Stan.
Well, it really is. It's really rather frightening as well that everything is a state secret. Now, you know, supposedly our government is there to serve us. Why do they have to have so many secrets? Are they trying to conceal the truth from Osama bin Laden? Are they trying to conceal it from the Russians? Are they trying to conceal it from the American people? And I think we see this technique used over and over again, because they don't think that we have a right to know, or we would be sophisticated enough to understand the intricacies of international politics and the international program is taking place. So they're going to conceal anything they want to from us, and they are not no longer than our servants. They have become our masters.
Well, you know, that's a very easy excuse to use whenever you never allow the public to decide whether or not a decision to keep secret or not secret. It's always in the background. Nobody has any actual specifics where they can judge whether or not this is covering up for a cover-up or for illegal acts, or whether it's a legitimate secret that needs to be kept. And the courts have become corrupted, in fact, because they almost always defer to government. You know, there's even a connection, by the way, between the Iraqi corruption and these U.S. mercenaries. We don't know if it was Blackwater, but this week Iraq's former electricity minister was jailed on corruption charges by Iraqi courts and was subsequently rescued from prison by unnamed U.S. security contractors who came in and showed their Department of Defense badges and said, "We demand the prisoner." And, of course, the Iraqi jailers know that the U.S. runs the show in Iraq and they have to defer whenever they demand something, and so they let him go. And he was spirited out of the country, probably to Jordan, another reliable ally of the United States. A lot of dark side black ops that go on between Saudi Arabia and U.S. forces and Jordan and U.S. forces. But, you know, Stan, the administration's granting of immunity to Blackwater is reaching the point of obstruction of justice. McClatchy News Bureau there in Washington reports that Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat of California, who's running this investigation both on Iraqi corruption and on the Blackwater charges, he charged Tuesday that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her aides are trying to impede congressional probes into corruption in Iraq and the activities of controversial private military contractors, or PMCs, like Blackwater. And, he cited specific efforts by the State Department to block the oversight committees. I mean, what's an oversight committee, Dr. Stan, if you can't have oversight?
I know.
You go
right ahead. No, it's so frustrating when you realize I don't like Henry Waxman, but, you know, I think that sometimes, you know, he is trying to get to the truth specifically on an issue of this sort, and when he can't get the information, how can the public expect to have any information or judge what's going on? They sort of pat us on the head like little children and say, you just go on and do what you're doing. Leave it up to us because we're in charge and we know what's best for you.
Well, and it's no wonder, Dr. Stan, that the public's confidence in Congress has dropped to 29% of the people who approve of Congress. That's even lower than the president's rating of 33%. But, you know, Scott Horton of Harper's Magazine described its apparent immunity pact between Blackwater and the government as, he says, the core of the relationship is very simple. The U.S. diplomat described the State Department's dealing with Blackwater, quote, "They protect us and we protect them."
Right.
You know, and that's just incredible that, there are violations of law and life against security contractors on a daily basis. Firearms are discharged every day, and a few times a week, lethal force is used under very questionable circumstances. For example, in this latest case where the Blackwater guards opened fire, we now have videotape proof from a surveillance camp in the area that there is no shooting heard before Blackwater opens up on this crowd of people and their vehicles. There was a whole crush of vehicles at the end of the street, and they just started mowing down these vehicles. They killed 11 people. And wounded 25. These are real people, innocent people, Dr. Stan. And these people have the audacity to get back in their SUVs, drive into the security of the green zone, and are literally exempt from any justice whatsoever, from any court. The United States continues to protect them, and there's an admission that I just read from the State Department saying they protect us and we protect them. You know, one journalist in Blackwater's home state of North Carolina went so far as to imply that any ends justifies the means. Mike Baker said, for all its high-profile failings and its reputation for, quote, cowboy aggression, the secretive security company Blackwater has never failed at its primary mission in Iraq, protecting State Department diplomats. Not one diplomat has died while being guarded by employees of the politically connected company based in the swamplands of northeastern North Carolina. Experts say that success, combined with the murky legal world in which Blackwater operates and its strong ties to Republicans, has allowed the company to operate with impunity. Well, I'm going to tell you that I don't agree with this short-sighted mentality. Murderous and aggressive methods create more hate and discontent against America, and it's only a matter of time till retaliation becomes so strong among the people that even Blackwater won't be able to contain it. And that may be why this administration doesn't really care what happens in Iraq. They intend to foment hatred against the United States. This is part of the globalist agenda to engender a massive retaliation against America that will force our own citizens to welcome a new world order. Once again, Dr. Stan, offering them protection. Protection from this grand, horrible nuclear war, which will someday come upon us in the form of retaliation from Russia and China. If your listeners want a synopsis of that, my whole general theory about how this is going to play out, they can go to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and on the right-hand column there's an article called Strategic Threats. In there, about 23 pages, I describe what I think are the three major predator centers in the world, Russia, China, and the Anglo-American establishment, and what they're up to, and what the ultimate consequences are for America, who they want to keep fat, dumb, and happy, and patriotic, manipulating public opinion with these kinds of conflicts.
Well, I fear that you're right, and I fear that one day there are going to be terrible judgments on America. Because, of course, most Americans refuse to speak out. It's much easier to do nothing than to take a stand in times like this.
Yes. It's amazing how these mercenary contractors are growing in number. Blackwater is only a number of many of them. The big granddaddy of all was DynCorp, which kind of keeps its head down and a low profile now that it was prosecuted for running sex slaves in Bosnia. There's, of course, MPRI, which has a very close relationship with the military. They actually had combat troops on the ground assisting the guerrillas, the Muslim guerrillas fighting the Macedonians, which the United States was supposedly supporting the Macedonians, and yet we had MPRI in there using satellite data and U.S. military drones to give intelligence to the rebels so that they could fight. We were actually working both sides. We have Triple Canopy, Vinel Corporation, which runs most of the security operations in Saudi Arabia, Aegis Defense Services, Executive Outcomes. This is a rogue dark side operator from South Africa who was used by the powers that be to overcome Jonas Savimbi and his freedom fighters trying to overthrow the communists in Angola. Titan Corporation, CACI Systems, just a lot of these people, and they all have very lucrative contacts with the government. But if you or I went to the BATF and said we want some licenses to run automatic weapons and use military equipment so that we can be a military contractor, you'd say, what are you talking about? Nobody can do that. Well, these people do it, and that's because they start with insider connections within government and are given the path to be able to earn these millions. This is a very incestuous relationship.
And, of course, a lot of what they do is frankly immoral and wrong. But, of course, they can utilize the mercenaries when they're, incapable of sending in American troops. So utilize them, of course, but they're very, very selective in where they go. They're certainly not doing anything in Zimbabwe, where, of course, we installed a Marxist government or the tragedy of unfolding in Darfur. They're very selective where they send their mercenaries to fight.
Yeah, the case of Zimbabwe is really telling. I mean, if there was ever a country that would justify international intervention on behalf of the human rights of the white farmers, for example, who have been dispossessed of their land and killed, and the opposition political leaders that have been killed, and we see no drumbeat of opposition to Robert Mugabe, an outright Marxist and communist. It's almost like the same protection racket the globalists have with Zimbabwe as they do with North Korea. When you look at the you know, the relationship between North Korea shuttling around the world, giving away nuclear technology and weapons and missiles. They've been in Iran, they've been in Syria, they've been in most countries in the Middle East. They're the primary purveyor of arms, and yet we don't try to overthrow them.
No, we don't, because we installed Robert Mugabe there, knowing full well he was a communist spy. Right back.
Be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll free, 877-288-9116.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. But before we go on, I did want Joel to tell our listeners how they can get copies of the World Affairs Brief. And so how can people get copies of it, and what will they get when they get it?
Well, the World Affairs Brief is a subscription news analysis service that I put out every week. There is a modest subscription fee for it. The people who are interested can get a free one-time copy of the World Affairs Brief simply by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. If they can't remember that, then go to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and the front page has a synopsis of the current brief, and with instructions on how to email me to get a sample brief. So it's very simple, and we have a very high return rate of subscribers and renewal rate, so it indicates that people are very satisfied with the kind of service. I will admit that my analysis is controversial. It is certainly not an establishment analysis. I have a general theory, as I mentioned before, that our own government is controlled by a conspiracy for, and I'll be very frank about that, it is a conspiracy to install a globalist New World Order upon this nation, and they're going to use conflict, wars, and terrorist attacks in order to drive people into accepting what they would never accept normally, whether it's the North American Union, which is people are trying to install by the back door right now. I don't think they'll be able to do that being up front with it, without war, without a sufficient crisis to justify that. But it certainly isn't stopping them from trying to implement as many features as they can, whether it's the driver's licenses, which are now in North Carolina carry a North American hologram on them, which is a prelude to a universal hemispheric symbol that they're trying to install on all driver's licenses. That's one of the reasons why the uniformity principle that the government has passed relative to state driver's licenses is so dangerous, because it becomes a national ID card. In fact, the law passed was called the Real ID Card. It's an acronym for one of the typical government euphemisms, like Patriot Act is an acronym. But in any case, this is very, very disturbing right now. After the Montreal-Quebec meeting of the Three Amigos, as they're called, President Harper of Canada and President of Mexico and President Bush meeting, and they signed this protocol giving them all kinds of extraordinary powers to manage a pandemic. And it's, once again, the use of conflict to justify the knitting together of certain international regulations and laws that allow local governors and to be under, actually not allow, but mandate that local state governors be under the direction of this international commission, which will dictate to them the types of quarantines, the invasions into private property and civil rights, violating our own constitutional provisions, all under the name of a pandemic. And obviously we know the government has the power, and has done in the past, created illnesses and viruses and other things to justify continuing encroachment into civilian rights. Very dangerous.
Well, I share your concern. Let me just mention to our listeners, every morning, right after I get through my emails, I go to a World Affairs Brief, and you'll certainly want to go to that website and scroll down, because it summarizes all of the major news stories. You don't have to go to all the various sites. They summarize them there. They do really a great job. And, Joel, I think you and your staff really help me a great deal to stay focused on the latest breaking stories simply with that webpage. And I want to thank you for it, because that's provided free of charge. Anybody wants to go there, just World Affairs Brief. I have it on my favorite sites. I click on it, and I go there every morning.
Well, you know, it is true that we're being flooded with information, especially on the Internet, and you've really got to know what are the best and most reliable stories. My research staff goes through hundreds of stories every day and picks out only probably less than 30 to post on the website. And so you're already getting pre-screened the best of the conventional stories, the one that have the least disinformation in them or the least omissions of truth. And that's a real benefit for people, to not have to go through and read a lot of garbage, because our very experienced people know how to sift, what's good stuff and what's bad.
That is so important, because there's a conscious effort to use the Internet to funnel false ideas into our minds. And just as the major media is controlled, so they're trying to do that with the Internet. But the beauty about the Internet is we can still get the truth. You won't get that on CBS or NBC or ABC or CNN or Fox, but you will get that on the Internet. But you need sometimes a little help in knowing who you can trust and who you can't, and Joel does a great job with that. Well, go ahead and pick up the story from there.
Well, you know, nothing's more symbolic of the or emblematic of the distortion of things that happens, as we see the way in which they've manipulated the visit of the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, in his visit to Columbia University. It was fascinating to me to read the full transcript of this for a couple of reasons. It was first obvious that the president of Columbia University, President Lee Bollinger, was bending over backwards to excoriate his guest, so as to assuage all the critics that had decried this invitation to speak at a prestigious American university. And while Bollinger used his pontificating, quote, introduction to champion his allegiance to free speech, he showed extreme prejudice and discourtesy by inviting a head of state to speak and then referring to him as ridiculous and an enemy, and that exhibits all signs of a petty and cruel dictator. Can you imagine inviting someone to speak and then sit there and excoriate him before your audience? I mean, even President Ahmadinejad, who's a pretty intelligent fellow, a university professor, he's well-spoken, and...
Joel, are you there? Well, either Joel got cut off or I got cut off. I don't know which one it is, but... Until we get Joel back on again here, but certainly they did treat Ahmadinejad very, very shabbily. And he started out by saying that is hardly the way that you would introduce a guest who had been invited to come to speak here. And I think that we should, whether you like Ahmadinejad, should we be rude and crude? Lots of times I talk to people I disagree with, but I try never to be rude to them, because if I am, I lose out, and my prestige and my stature diminishes. And I thought every American should be embarrassed, not because Ahmadinejad's a good guy, but because of the rudeness of the president of Colombia. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, someone pulled the plug on our conversation, but I'm back.
Well, that does seem to have a way of happening, doesn't it? Go right ahead.
Well, Bollinger then proceeded to harangue the Iranian leader with inflamed language on charges too numerous to respond to. You know, can you imagine? Inviting him to speak, he comes with a prepared speech, and then you proceed to give him a list of, 25, 30 charges that he's supposed to answer. I mean, this is not an inquisition. This was someone inviting to speak. And yet, Bollinger intro, took up more time than Ahmadinejad was allotted to speak. So in his speech, the Iranian president was forced to deviate from his prepared text to comment on the charges. He began by rightly noting extreme discourtesy and lack of
respect. We'll be back in just a moment here, the Americans.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Here, I guess, is Joel Skousen. Joel, pick the story up.
Well, so, it's very obvious that... Yes?
No, go right ahead.
It's very obvious that, you know, the neocons that are still very much within the administration, what I call really the globalists, are going to take advantage of this to make an issue of, you know... Well, they have, of course, focused on the things that he said. You know, Ahmadinejad did not, in fact, in my opinion, answer Bollinger's charges with any credibility. He wandered off into his normal religious lectures, expressed either blanket denials, his most famous one was there are no homosexuals in Iran, that border on unbelievable, and ranging to broad generalized answers that failed to satisfy his attackers. Now, could anything have satisfied his attackers? I doubt it. But as president of Iran, he certainly had access to any number of details he needed to counter Bollinger's accusations, which were fully predictable, running a proxy war against the Americans in Iraq and funding terrorism in Lebanon, etc. He didn't mention all the damage the U.S. was doing in general to his country by funding anti-Iranian terrorists. But he could have been more specific. He could have given dates, times, attacks, their intelligence service showing how the Americans had given money to these people. I mean, those would have been devastating to Bollinger's charges if he could have come back with specific date-time interventions of U.S. Special Forces. He knows this, and yet he refused or failed to mention any specifics. And the generalities just aren't going to fly. They look like they're evading the subject, and they may well be. Now, in principle, Ahmadinejad made some good points on the legal status of his nuclear program and on the hypocrisy of the U.S. for singling out Iran while not requiring that Israel be subject to its nuclear inspections by the international community. I mean, that's a big issue with the Arabs. Here, the Israelis have had a nuclear program for years, not signers of the nuclear non-proliferation, and yet they're given a free ride, and yet Iran, a signer of the nuclear non-proliferation pact, is not allowed to have its legal right to enrich uranium. Now, I have no doubt that Ahmadinejad is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. I have no doubt that he's a threat to Israel eventually. But certainly Israel has done its best. And I'm not talking about the normal Israeli people any more than the American citizens. The Israeli government is a puppet regime to the globalists, and they fully intend to do the same kind of intervention around the world that the Americans do. I mean, the Mossad intervenes just as bad as the CIA in overthrowing governments and assassinating people. These people are not synonymous with the biblical injunction of the Lord to preserve Israel for the last days. And too many Christians, in my opinion, fail to distinguish between the biblical promises of the Lord to revive and restore Israel as opposed to his rejection of the evil of their leaders. This is done for the benefit of the fathers, the Israeli original Israeli patriarchs, you know, who the Lord made a pact with. Certainly the Lord cannot be pleased with the actual government, who's not only trying to betray their own people, but also attack innocent civilians as they did in Lebanon for no reason other than to probably follow the globalist agenda of creating hatred and discontent against America and its allies. But nothing was more symptomatic of that than, of course, the Middle East leaders, or all of the leaders, meeting in the United Nations headquarters this week. And, of course, it should be focusing on war prevention, but it turned out to be trading barbs last Friday between the Atomic Energy Commission and the Israelis, of course, accusing Iran of telling lies about a nuclear program. I mean, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. Here the Israelis have told lies for years, and in fact, to this day, still deny that they have a nuclear program. Ludicrous. Just laughable. White House spokesman Dana Perino lambasted Iran's latest statements against Israel, calling Tehran's pledge to strike back at Israel if attacked totally unprovoked and unnecessary. Well, let's see how totally unprovoked. You know, you don't have to wander very far around the universe to see that Israel has made many statements provoking Iran. On June 9th, Deputy Prime Minister Saul Mafad stated that the military option is on the table. Mafaz stated in January of 2006, we're preparing for military action to stop Iran's nuclear program. His boss, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, told the press in April that nobody's ruling out a military strike on Israel, saying it's impossible perhaps to destroy the entire nuclear program, but it would be possible to damage it in such a way that it would be set back years. I'm proposing taking 10 days and involve the firing of 1,000 Tomahawk cruise missiles. Now, that's provocation, Dr. Stan.
Homer is talking about attacking Iran.
Yes.
Right.
Now, and Olmert's foreign policy features are increasingly filled with blunt threats against Iran, continuing a trend. I believe that the U.S., if they cannot provoke, as they are trying to do right now, by having British and American troops right on the border with Iran, they're trying to provoke Iran into some kind of cross-border shedding of blood on coalition forces so they can justify an attack on Iran. But that lacking, if Iran is stupid enough to fall for that, or if it's smart enough not to fall for that, certainly I think that Israel will do a preemptive strike as it did on the reactor that Iraq was building. And then we'll be launching into a full-scale Middle East war.
Either that or there'll be a false flag, a type of operation. They'll create an incident like at Gulf of Tonkin or sinking of the Maine or something to justify going to war with Iran. I have no question at all that is what they're planning, and it's only a matter of time before I fear we're going to be plunged into war there in the Middle East. Well, Joel, you've got about a minute to wrap up the program.
Well, I think it's important to realize that all of the debate about Iraq is going to become a moot point once we go to war with Iran. Now, this is going to be an aerial blitz, something unprecedented, probably between 1 and 2 weeks of simply destroying everything in Iran that has military value and probably some civilian infrastructure as well. And the purpose is not to invade Iran. I just don't think we have the troops or, to do that. Certainly can't do any occupation there, and that isn't their intent. It's simply to take Iran out of the picture, to destroy its infrastructure, to create revolution among the people and discontent for its own government. But I do believe because of that we're going to see a wider Middle East war. Syria and Lebanon will certainly get involved in tackling Israel in this process.
We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you share my concern about the possibility of a war with Iran, because if it does come, it can have terrible consequences as far as our nation. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have a feeling there's going to be terrible unrest in our country sooner or later, and it may very well be that they will create a phony epidemic or perhaps release one of those terrible new organisms that they have created in our laboratories that will decimate our populations. Who knows what the future holds, but certainly we encourage you to make your preparations. Certainly we have a great DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place. How would you prepare your home if there were a chemical, biological, or nuclear warfare attack? And we have a new four CD or four tape set on civilian defense. And I've taken three experts from across the country, one of them, Wayne LeBaron, I spent 2 hours with not too long ago. Excellent. A four tape, a four CD set on just on civilian defense. We have a book actually published by the military on nuclear war survival skills. And with that, if you buy the book, you can separately get a little kit that's got everything in it you need for actually building a radiation meter. And although it takes a little time to do it, it's a lot cheaper than putting out a couple of $100 for one of the professional ones. And this works. This is a system that actually does work. It was designed by the military for civilian use. We have the book of making the best of basics. What do you do for food and water when you turn on the tap and there's no water, when you go to the store and there's no food? All of these things and much more is available from Radio Liberty. And if you, of course, need an emergency food catalog or anything of that sort, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Make your preparations and don't put it off. Remember, we're having an all-day seminar here at the in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's the 28th of October, and if you can come, you're going to need a reservation. We're going to start early in the morning, go through in the evening. We've got some great guests coming, but you'll need to give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, who are the globalists? How do they fit together? Why do they want a world government? Well, you need to have my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years from the Egyptians to the Syrians to the Assyrians, and right on up into modern times to the Masons and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians. There is a secret, and you'll learn that with a talk on the forbidden secret. There's a syllabus that goes with that, and it ties into the four tape or four CD set we have on the secret behind the secret, going into Rhonda Byrne's program that she is circulating, featured on Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, Ellen DeGeneres, Jim Carrey. They all say the secret will change your life. And ladies and gentlemen, it will. But we advise you, do not access it, because it's the same secret I talk about in my Forbidden Secret talk. Only, of course, we're warning you against trying to access the dark spiritual forces that are there, because we truly are engaged in a spiritual battle being played out in a cultural and political battlefield. Pray for America, and until Monday, may the Lord be with you.